reconvene.
So Commissioner Quigley, if you all would look at what Melissa had handed out as the revised staff report and findings, but with the red text, if you turn to the third page on that, where it starts with the red text, we're replacing basically the first two paragraphs there, the one that starts with on the morning, and then the one that starts staff has incorporated and addressed. So strike those two paragraphs, and those are replaced by what Christina has prepared down to this first line. So it includes the same copy of the email, and then we've changed the response. So, and there is a misspelling that Christina's corrected of Dan Schultz's comments, who testified this evening as well. So if you want to take a read through that and make sure that that looks okay. And then the rest of the paragraphs stay the same that were in her report to address the natural resources.
In this section, those paragraphs of the next two. The correction of the other Scribner's errors would also remain the same.
Right. And then as I was talking, finding 19 and 24 would be recombined. Christina's listed it here as 24, but we would need to renumber accordingly. But so we've replaced 19 and 24 with what Christina has here is 24. Findings 37 that was included in Melissa's would stay as she had presented it. And then finding 41 is, as we talked about before, replacing those words with adjacent to a term of quarter. So if you're all fine with that, I think your motion would be to adopt the, you wouldn't adopt, you would move forward a recommendation to the City Council, included to adopt the order included as attachment one, replacing Exhibit B with a revised staff report with the corrections as noted in the supplemental handout.
Could I get that written up? The proposed rule.
The proposed motion?
The proposed
I think
motion.
You can state as explained by it. She explained it on the record, so if you want to make the motion with the changes as read by Sandy, unless you want more changes on top of what she
That sounds reasonable. How is everyone with the changes as recommended? Seeing general acceptance, are we ready for a motion for recommendation to the City Council?
I move to adopt the order included as Exhibit B to agenda item summary for case number 811-19-243-TYP4 as amended in the document most recently provided by staff and explained thereafter. To forward a recommendation to the City Council to approve the application based on the findings and conclusions in the staff report as amended in Exhibit B and there amended again in the most recent document provided by staff.
We have a motion from Commissioner Sherwood. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Landon. Any discussion? Hearing none, vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous to recommend to the council. That closes that item. Continuing on the agenda, report of council action. Commissioner Landon.
So I had three of these things. Number one, on the 3rd of September, there was a museum committee interviews, five positions, five applicants, so they were all filled. They also discussed the patrician, which came up again That end up, for those that didn't pick that up, that ended up being a 4-2 backwards from what we have, so they recommended to proceed with the rezoning of that property. On the 7th of October, some of you remember that little teeny strip of land on 5th and Q Street vacating the right-of-way and some annexation. They discussed the FY20 supplemental budget, city manager recruitment, and then the 25th, which was just a week ago, a little over. Arts Commission appointments, Historic Commission appointments, 2 out of 4, and then a whole bunch of argument, it wasn't argument, discussion on animal control, you know, what constitutes ownership and some of the sanctions that need to be applied. Obviously, people are concerned about dogs barking at, you know, 2 a.m. and things like that. So, a lot of discussion on that. I think that was it.
Further council action, Mr. Gill.
For October 21st, during the work session, they had interviews for folks applying to be on the Community Development Advisory Committee. They had two of the interviews. They had time to have additional ones at another time, so they withheld their. I mean, they didn't make a decision. They had time later to do additional interviews in November. And then at the meeting, the mayor did a proclamation for World Polio Day and for Extra Mile Day. They had some discussion and approved an emergency shelter ordinance. Primarily to make the memorial building usable for the Egan Warming Center, and did some an administrative ordinance hearing that had no public comment on abatement warrant. There were some public comments from folks around housing and providing opportunities for folks for camping and providing other services to people without housing, and appreciation from Jacob Fox with Homes for Good to city staff for helping with their process, and that they are working to work more closely with the school district, because 900 kids in the district are served by Homes for Good, essentially, and they want to ensure educational success for students, so they're really thinking about what housing means all around, not just for shelter purposes. They had the final vote on the petition, which Commissioner Landon mentioned. And they did the final vote on the vacation of that little strip of land, and that passed, the one on Fifth Street. And then they approved some changes in the use of this community development block grant to be a temporary loan while they're waiting to be able to use the funds for a later project. And then they updated on the city manager recruitment.
Other reports? I attended the 11-18, November 18th. There's a discussion of how the city council works on the boards and community commissions, which we are, of course, members, and what they're going to try to go to is a situation where they may will try to do batch recruitments. So they may do longer appointments for people so that some of the things will all come up at the same time, and try to interview everybody for all the them at the same time. The issue they had was that the ones that are under IGA, like the LTD, the LRAP and MWMC, things that there might be some issues with making sure that the intergovernmental, the other governmental agencies are okay. But so it really came down to, oh, they'd also like to see if there could be like an individual or a standard for the bylaws for the commissions, that there'd be some standard language and they'd all be written the same. They also did say that they appreciated that each commission might have different, decide to have different bylaws themselves, but they kind of wanted everything to be standardized, at least layout, etc. So that was the discussion on that. Trying to go to a situation where they do interviews January to February, appoint in February as much as possible, and as much as practical. And then let's see. I discussed federal funds for transportation projects. There were a number of projects that would come for funding. They were supported in the level, in the order of, the first was Q Street repair from Pioneer Parkway to 5th Street. So they're talking about doing some major asphalt and subgrade repair on that. And that was their number one priority. Second priority was 19th Street in the vicinity of Mohawk, 19th and Mohawk intersection, to do some repairs on that, thinking that those repairs might be temporary because they're thinking possibly to round about that intersection in the future. The third was, I believe, traffic signal modernization and then improvements for bikes and pedestrians. But they said they needed more specifics on, rather than just saying we want to improve bikes and pedestrian safety, it was, well, where and when and what type of improvements. So that was that. And then in the regular session of the council for that night, Kindness Day Proclamation, Osage Street Annexation, Justice Assistance Grant for the police, which would include software to so the police can dictate reports, so, and then they go to text, talk to text, better radio transmissions in the jail because they say that there's some dead spots in the jail that a person on a radio can't hear another person on a radio, so they're going to try to fix that, replacing some 30-year-old equipment for the SWAT team, and trying to get some new speed display signs that would be easier to move around and smaller and more informative. Also, I believe they did CDAC appointments that night, and that was pretty much that. That was pretty much it. So that was council actions, I believe complete. A business from the Planning Commission. Okay, put an agenda item here for 2020 Planning Commission Chair, Vice Chair, and Committee assignments. Of course, we know who the Chair and Vice Chair are. The council liaisons currently Commissioner McGinley. The BPAC liaison is currently Commissioner Landon. The CDAC Commissioner or Community liaison is Commissioner Vose. And then Governance Committee for Development Code Update Project are Commissioner Bergen and Commissioner McGinley. So just to bring it up, that I think our first meeting of 2020 will be to have our elections for those. I wanted to put it forward that I've enjoyed being your chairperson. I would also be happy to not be your chairperson. It does involve a little bit of extra time, being that you generally meet with staff before the meeting to discuss the agenda and come bring forth any questions or so. But staff's pretty flexible on that. They can either meet currently we're meeting at 8 a.m. on Monday, but I'm sure that they could adjust that for folks if folks could not make that particular time, just as long as it was sometime before, you know, probably Monday or Tuesday or better, so. So just that in mind, that those who wish to remain as their, and who we wish to remain as liaisons, I think that's totally understandable. And those who are interested in being vice chair or chair, that would be great, come up for our next meeting.
I just want to mention that it's been really great being vice chair, and if Mike does not continue on as chair, having gone to those meetings for over a year, and you know, I think I led one of the meetings, I've been preparing for that, so be honored to be your chair if that's what, you know, we decide, and so that's an interest I have going forward. And if not, I would also be honored to continue as vice chair. So thank you. Mike, you've done a fantastic job. Thank you.
Commissioner Bowles.
I do have one question in regard to advisory committees. There used to be a planning commissioner's seat on the downtown advisory committee. That doesn't seem to come up anymore, is it? Committees still exist?
No, that committee does not exist anymore. So that committee was working with Linda Pauly on developing downtown design standards, and they had their last meeting a year and a half ago to make their recommendation. The council's decided to put that project on hold, and so that committee is basically sunsetted.
I actually had that question asked me by a member of the city council, and I said, I don't know, but I'll find out. And now I know, and I can forward that. Not the counselor that's present tonight.
Commissioner McGinley.
I have an info share. So the American Planning Association usually hosts a series of webcasts, and for the most part, when they first debut, they're at cost. But the Ohio chapter very generously posts all of them on YouTube. And there was one that I watched recently 3 weeks ago that was Making Room for Middle Housing for House Bill 2001. The channel on YouTube is Planning Webcast, all one word, and they post everything. It's really fantastic. But the Oregon chapter hosted the Making Room for Middle Housing webcast, and I think it's pertinent now. So.
Anything further? Business from the planning and development.
Right. Actually, noted on your agenda is that the council has requested a joint work session with the Planning Commission to be held on January 21st. That is the Tuesday after Martin Luther King Day, so it is also a regular council meeting night. So you would have a joint work session with the council starting at 6 p.m. Council does have one other shorter work session item, but we were thinking that if you would like, we could have your regular meeting that same night, which is your typical Tuesday night, although it would not be in this council chamber since they have priority. you would probably continue to come back to the Jesse Main room. And at this point, the only items we have on the agenda would be your leadership and committee appointments. At this point, we don't have anything else scheduled for public hearing. You could take your regular public comment if there was anybody to speak on general items from the audience. So two things, ideas of anything you would like to discuss with the council at that joint work session. I would be working with the city manager's office to create an agenda for that night. And then second, is it okay if you have your regular meeting that same evening?
Mr. Bowles.
Well, question two, yes, that's no problem, I don't think. The question I have is, the only other time in my 7.5 years that we've met jointly with the city council was about 3 months into my first term, which is probably in 2012, and there was a very specific reason why we were meeting jointly. So it doesn't appear there's actually a specific reason that we're meeting in January or February.
There might be a specific reason, but not a specific topic.
Well, that's what I mean.
it came from council leadership. I haven't talked to them directly, But it is not unusual to have the Planning Commission and Council meet, and you, when you look at past history, I think it's in their council bylaws, their procedures.
Operating
policies and procedures to consider having joint meetings. That's what I can share, unless Council, I don't know if our Councilor Liaison has anything to add. Doesn't appear so at this point.
Not right now. I would be fine with meeting on Tuesday as well, after the joint session. Others?
Okay.
All in favor of that? Mr. Wolf?
I would also be interested, in the past months, you have occasionally provided us with background information on what's going on staffing-wise, and we haven't heard any updates lately, because 3 or 4 months ago, you indicated that there was a consideration given to looking at the responsibilities of department heads as to realigning the responsibilities, because there was a difficulty, evidently, in finding someone who'd be willing to take on the job of Director of Development Services, and haven't heard anything about that since, unless it's gone around me.
Nothing has happened since. We're basically waiting for the city manager position to be filled before they would make a decision on that.
I see, okay.
So when the council didn't appoint one of the candidates or hire one of the previous candidates from that selection process, it kind of just put everything else on hold.
Oh, I see, okay.
So we're functioning under 3 deputy directors, essentially. Within our department, we have 3 divisions, and so what happens with that, and if there will be a department director over all 3, or how, what those duties are, will be fashioned by the new city manager.
Okay, thank you.
I do think that there will be a similar process as we had last time for the selection process. So there will be an open house type format in January for selecting the final candidates.
Commissioner McGinley.
I'm looping back to a past point, I apologize. I'm looking at the committee assignments, and I was under the understanding that for the governance committee, that we would be alternating assignments based off of the phase of the development code update project. So. For example, Grace and I are there for the residential portion, and then there would be another set of representatives for the commercial portion, and then another one for the next portion. Is it annual, or will it be by phase?
I don't actually remember. I'd have to go back and look at notes on. I know you had a considerable discussion about it, and I don't remember if you had landed in doing it by phase. I don't think it was annual. But whether it was by phase or by project as a whole, I don't remember.
My understanding was that what Mark Rush had in mind is that whoever was appointed initially, he wanted them to be on board for the entire project, which he was expecting to be 3 years, and now it may be a little longer. And that was one of the reasons that I didn't volunteer, because I obviously wouldn't be here for 3 years to see that project through.
I think we certainly could do a pro forma this discussion, but I think if there's, it would certainly make sense to continue to do the continuity, and I'm sure if, as long as folks are continuing to be interested, that it'd rather just go through the motions.
Well, I think Mark made the request, because I think probably almost everyone on the commission was originally interested, and then of course there's a couple of us that became disqualified simply because of the term limit issue.
So I would note that the phases are not coterminous. They don't, residential doesn't stop and commercial begins. There's significant overlap, and there are no separate governance committees for those different phases. And so I think bring more information back to you, obviously from Sandy and Mark, but I think that's something to consider as well.
Yeah, I don't remember if we specified that in the the citizen engagement plan for the project, or if that was outside and we had discussed it when you're appointing, but we can go back and look at the records and bring that to you for your meeting in January.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just gonna ask if the city councilors on the governance committee rotate.
Well, I think we'll find out from council.
Okay, because I think that would be, you know, if they're not rotating, then commission wouldn't, you know, same people, similar intention.
The mayor makes all of those appointments annually, and so it's at the mayor's discretion on whether to continue people or to rotate them out. And that will be determined at their first regular session.
But we would know that before you make your decision, if there is a decision to make.
Yeah, I think we'd certainly attempt to be as helpful to Mark as we could be on that. Anything else? We can adjourn.